Welcome to Life's Issues with Lauren Jano, a show created to help you tackle life's greatest issues, from personal development to relationships, health, and business. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Lauren Jano.
Hey everyone, welcome to Life's Issues with Lauren Jano. I'm your host, Lauren Jano, coming to you live all the way from Toronto, Canada, every Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tough Talk Radio. I am so happy you're joining me here again today. As a certified international high-performance coach, my mission is to help as many people as possible transform themselves so that they are consistently living their best, most authentic, fulfilled, purposeful, happiest, and successful life. And so, in addition to bringing you experts from around the world every week to discuss a range of topics from personal development to health, business, spirituality, relationships, and psychology, I'm also going to take a few minutes each week just to share with you a high-performance coaching highlight and what I coach my clients on, all with the intention of inspiring and transforming you to a bolder life. So in my high-performance highlight last week, I spoke about the importance of clarity in your life, both in terms of who you are and how you show up in life, as well as clarity about your goals and aspirations. And, you know, now that it's September and the summer holidays are done, at least here in North America, this is really almost like a restart of the year for most people. It's like a second New Year, second January. And people are setting and recommitting to goals that they, you know, may have gone off track on over the summer or lost focus on over the last couple of months. And one of the key areas that I work with my clients on is something that I find most people don't spend nearly enough time diving into in terms of setting goals and working towards achieving what they want. And that is finding and connecting with that deepest and emotional reason as to why they are setting the goals that they are, why they're aspiring to do the things that they want to do. And that deep level of emotional connection and truth around your goals is something that's going to help to keep you on track and to help you do the work that you need to do to make things happen. And if we don't have that connection, then that's when we get thrown off, like by any challenge, any obstacle, any inconvenience that comes along, the goal gets thrown out the window. And so the question is, how do you find that real why? How do you find that deep connection? And one of my mentors, Dean Graziosi, taught me a strategy that I have personally used myself and use it all the time, and I share with my clients. And Dean is someone who knows what he's doing. He is one of the most watched success trainers of our generation and has inspired and touched the lives of millions of people around the world, both with his trainings and his numerous New York Times best-selling books. And he taught me this strategy that he calls Seven Levels Deep. And it's a way to really dig in and find what that connection is, what that meaning is behind the goals that you're setting and the aspirations that you have. So what do we mean by seven levels deep? So it's literally digging in to why you're doing something. So I'll give you an example just to illustrate this. I was working with a client a couple of years ago. He had been trying to lose 40 pounds for probably 7 years and came to work with me. And so I did this exercise with him, and I asked him, you know, why is it that you want to lose the 40 pounds? and initially said, well, you know, he really wants to be healthier and he's not getting any younger and he wants to take care of his health. And then I started digging and I said to him, well, why do you want to be healthier? And his response was essentially that he just wanted to feel better. And I asked him why he wanted to feel better. And he said, well, he wanted to have more energy. He wanted to be able to do more things and not get tired. And the energy was a big part. And we kept going. And I asked him, why was it important for him to have more energy? And he said that he wanted to be able to do more kids, more things with his kids and his grandkids. And I asked him why that was important to him. And he said, well, he wanted to be able to create memories with them. And I asked him why that was important to him. You can see how this can get annoying for the person who's on the receiving end, but when you see the results, you'll appreciate it. So I asked him why creating memories was important to him, and he said that he had never had that growing up. And so I asked him why he didn't have that when he was growing up. And he shared with me that his dad had died of a heart attack when he was 7. He had never known his grandparents. And so throughout his life, you know, he saw what he was missing out on by not having the grandparents and that parent there to share those things with him. And he didn't want that for his kids and his grandkids. And he said, like, you know, I want to be at my grandkids' wedding one day. And that was the aha moment for him. And that was his emotional connection to why he wanted to lose the 40 pounds. So I think you can see the huge difference between having that goal because you want to feel healthy, which is great, but having that same goal because you want to be around one day to share experiences with your grandkids, and in his case specifically, be at their wedding one day. And so that's going 7 levels deep, where you literally just keep asking yourself that question of why is that important to you, and you literally go through that 7 times until you get to that that evokes a huge amount of emotion within you. So I'm going to suggest that, you know, for those of you that are setting goals and have plans to accomplish things between now and the end of the year and past that, that you take some time to really look at why you want to do those things and why you want to accomplish those things. So that is my high performance highlight for you this week. So what I wanted to share with you as well is that you have found this useful and you want to get more of this. Every couple of weeks, I'm going to be doing a complimentary group coaching session for any of my listeners and any of my followers. So just keep listening in. I'll announce it on the show when I'm going to do that. I'll also post it on my Facebook page, and all the information will be there, including the date of the next one, which I haven't scheduled as yet. But now, before I introduce my first guest, I just want to make sure that you all know how you can be a part of the show and joining the conversation today. All you need to do is call in to 347-989-1363 at any time and press 1, and my producer, Tony, will bring you onto the show. And you can, of course, listen in online by going to lifesissueswithlaurenjorno.com, and we would absolutely love to have you join us. So we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then I will bring up my first guest for today.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacyliveevent.com. We will see you there.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagle and thecoachradio.com.
Lauren Jahno is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjahno.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life's Issues with Lauren Jahno, a show specifically intended to help transform you to a bolder life. I'm your host, Lauren Jahno, and I'm so excited to introduce my first guest today, Ellen White, who is back by popular demand. Ellen was on my very first show that I ever did, and we have a very special connection. She's my next-door neighbor, she's my friend, she's my coach, and she's also a professional life coach, public speaker, author, TV host, and certified Imago facilitator. And she has the incredible gift of being able to challenge and tap into the depths of the real inside work that needs to be done in order to change the outside results. And she truly combines her incredible range of skills and commitment to clear communication and compassionate coaching with a side of accessible metaphysics to help her clients live as their best and truest selves. Ellen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Lauren.
It's
thank
so nice to have you. For those of you who don't know, Ellen's actually sitting here right next to me because, as I said, we are next door neighbors, so this is really awesome and convenient.
And very convenient. I appreciate not even having to drive through the city traffic to get here, so this is lovely. I do have to say, last time I was here with my wonderful husband, Jeff,
yes,
who could not be here today. He does say hello, and I kind of miss him not being here today.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. The two of you are such an awesome and amazing power couple. So, I was just talking a little bit about goals and that this time of the year is often a restart for people.
Yeah.
So, in your experience and with the work that you do, what do you find are some of the biggest challenges people have in wanting to achieve these things and for whatever reason just aren't able to be consistent enough to make them happen?
One of the things is how much we pile up on our plate. I mean, there's a practicality. When we are trying to achieve something, you know, remember, if we don't have it in our lives now, there's a reason. If we're setting it up mentally as a goal, we're already saying it's something I'm not able to obtain like that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to put some work and effort towards and some consciousness towards to be able to obtain it. If they're not able to do it, there's a reason. There's something that's blocking them or keeping them from doing it. It always ends up being some sort of belief mechanism. It's like something psychological and emotionally tied to that is keeping them from it, which means even though intellectually it may sound like I just have to do X, Y, and Z,
right.
I just have to sign up to the gym and go.
Right.
I just have to work it on my treadmill, you know, 10 minutes a day. I just have to make 7 sales calls in my day. I mean, it's so practical. But why we don't do it is actually much bigger. So that means it's going to require work and effort. It's usually going to push us to our outer limits and to sort of where our safety zone is. We're going to feel stretched.
Right.
We can't sustain that place always and at all times. The other thing is if you have that goal in and amongst a very busy life, which most of us do, most of us set up our lives without a lot of free time and room to just be for a while, then where are you getting that extra energy from?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're already taxed and tired and mentally stressed or mentally just occupied with something else, you're going to need extra reserves and energy to focus on this area because you are overcoming a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not walking flat ground. On flat ground, you can just get away coasting
right.
or spending my energy. Climbing a hill, if you already start the hill tired because you
yeah.
didn't eat right, you didn't sleep right, you know, you have thoughts on your mind,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to make it to the top of that hill.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big reason why many of us don't end up creating the goals and or achieving the goals that we want to. And then that's the first part. So just knowing how to set them up, being realistic, and just seeing, are you really ready?
Right. Timing is
everything,
right?
There's
yeah.
a readiness factor. There's obviously, most of us would say, I would have met my goals yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is are you really ready? And there's a process. So the process is we set up the goals or we tell ourselves we're ready because each attempt and each contemplation actually moves us to what is the real ready date.
Right.
There's a desired ready date, but then there's a real ready date
mm-hmm.
where you're like, no, now I'm in. Now I mean it.
So what's the tipping point to get there? Is it just time? Is it insights about yourself? Is it there's no other option, but you have to take action?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a combination. It's not an exact science.
Right.
I think that's the piece though, right there. It's not an exact science. Life is not an exact science.
No.
We'd like it to be. It would be
yeah.
so much
oh,
better if
good.
Those 7 steps that we read in that book or the 12 steps of whatever, and we all love our steps,
right.
actually were that consistent that it worked for everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't. The reality is there's a lot of wiggling room, and it's very specific to each individual. Like, you know, just the other day, Jeff and I were speaking with a company who was interested in having us come in to work with, it's a financial company, and working with their advisors and their staff.
Right.
What they were looking for is, they said, can you, you know, do a write-up, here are the steps, you know, for success. Ultimately.
Right.
That they could then, because they have people across the country, they could then show. And they
could one size fits all.
One size fits
right.
all, read it.
Which fits no one.
Right.
Right.
And in our work, which we've been at for many years now, we know there's a lot of intellectual capital out there. There's a lot of resources, a lot of stuff to read. If that would work, we'd all be achieving our goals.
Right.
And so we said, you know, very kindly, we don't do that work. We work one-on-one. We will give general information, but then we want to pull away the person, the people one-on-one and work with them. Because, you know, Lauren, what stops you from reaching your goal,
mm-hmm.
or reaching, we may have the same goal.
Right.
But what stops you from getting there is going to be different than what stops me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the difference, that my wiggly room and what I need is going to be different, and even how I need to go about it.
Right.
And that's, I need to develop my awareness of what that is and develop the tools specific to me that will help me get past those.
So, given that we're all different and there is no one size fits all, how can people start developing that awareness or tap into what it is that's really holding them back or from doing whatever it is that they want to do?
It is an awareness exercise. One of them, I mean, that is what it's why some people hire a coach like
right.
you or myself. And even me, I have my coaches. Matter of fact, I require a team of coaches. Being a coach, I know all the ins and outs, how to pull myself really well. So it's creating the awareness of not just what's holding us back, but also equally important is what our tricks are, what we do to make us believe we're not being held back, but what we really are. Being able to see what our coping mechanisms and how our saboteur very cunningly works. It's amazing how many times I've recognized behavior, which I thought was positive, is working against me. You know, I've learned that my excitement, I think it's such a positive thing, I'd be excitement, was just as unbalanced and ungrounded as if I were depressed. It's just opposite sides of the pendulum.
Right.
Pendulum's still out of balance,
mm-hmm.
and out of balance means out of touch of the real reality of what's really honestly, and the word here is honestly and authentically going on. So I could talk myself into an excited place and I make myself believe I'm doing the work when actually I wasn't. Because if I'm not in a balanced place, I'm not actually doing the work. I'm basically spinning my wheels.
Right.
So it's learning to know what our setups are and how our coping mechanisms that we've learned
yeah.
from childhood actually get in our way.
So what's so interesting is, and it just it just fascinates me all the time, and I don't even know if fascinates is the right word, but people will go and spend so much money on hiring a personal trainer or, you know, buying programs and whatever it is to help them achieve their goals. And it's like they've missed the first step.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like going to ski down a hill without your skis or without the poles.
Yeah.
You know, and so don't realize the importance of dealing with this stuff first, because if you deal with this stuff, then those other steps are probably going to be a lot easier,
actually,
a lot more manageable.
They will, and truthfully, you'll find there aren't really actually that many steps after you become your goal. The reason I see this is divine intervention is sort of we unconsciously set up a goal as a way to get ourselves, the goal actually serves as a purpose to get ourselves to see that our stuff. Because the stuff actually that's getting in the way of that goal is the same stuff that gets in the way of that, our relationship, our other successes,
right.
Our joy,
it's not
our happiness.
Just isolated to one thing.
Yes, exactly.
It kind of goes with you. It's you. So it's
you.
Going with you,
right.
Traveling with you.
Where to go.
Exactly,
And that's it. And so the goal actually serves a much higher and better purpose than the specific goal itself. It's much bigger and broader and more meaningful than the goal itself. And as a matter of fact, many times people, once they break that personal breakthrough, they suddenly don't even want the goal anymore. They don't. The goal suddenly isn't important, and they've now set a new one.
Right.
Or set their sights somewhere else.
Yeah.
And so what we think is so important when we start out actually becomes less important. And, you know, and you see, I see patterns of that same behavior all over. You know, people, I can't tell you how many times people come to me for, and I'm saying this in air quotes for the people who can't see me, for career coaching. They need help with their career.
Okay.
I smile now to myself because I'm like, sure, you want career. Because our ego and the part of us that is avoiding the inner emotion and dealing with that part of us and wants to keep it something concrete, simple, steps, logical.
Right.
So that, because all that helps us contain our emotion and contain our hurts and wounds. Sure, come through for your career. It's a great way for the ego to say, okay, and your unconscious to say, you're never going to go see a coach or go see someone to talk about yourself. No way.
You
have a belief that that's not safe, that's not good, that's not cool, whatever it is. But career, I mean, that's legit.
That's acceptable.
And it's practical, you know. So, and it's not that we don't talk about career. I talk very much about career. I do a ton of career coaching. It's just that in that conversation, they are brought up as the center of their reality as to why their career is or isn't where it needs to be and how they have to work through certain stages or and emotional pieces and psychological pieces to get their career to where it needs to be and ultimately becomes a self-help exercise.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting because I tend to get a fair amount of people who are interested in business coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I explain to them, like, that's not what I do. I'm doing the step one. I'm going to help you show up as your best self and understand yourself in the best way.
Yes.
So that's going to translate into results in other areas.
Yes.
So it's kind of a similar thing.
It's very much the same thing. I mean, if you just consciously learn the steps and memorize the steps and make the goals, you're not building your common sense. You're not actually building your intuition, your inner guidance, a larger sense. You're going to have to do that for everything you do. But when you actually connect to what's really going on and let the goal serve as that person and you take yourself wherever you go, everything changes. Everything changes. And remember, at the end of the day, isn't the goal, the ultimate purpose of the goal is to create more joy? And joy being the broad umbrella of more peace, more satisfaction, contentment, connection.
Right.
And so if you learn how to create and what's holding you back in one area, you actually shift it in a lot of areas. It's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
It's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
So if someone's not achieving their goals, I don't see that as a failure. I see that as symptoms and evidence of a block and an attempt that they're trying to do something. And they just maybe need to look at doing it a different way and look at what's really going on. Perhaps it's they've been avoiding or missing or not working with the right people who can help them see what's really behind achieving that goal.
Right.
And that could be anything from what seems like a very concrete goal, I want to make more money, to I want to have a better relationship and connection with my spouse, to I want to meet my significant other, mm-hmm. to I just want to feel more centered in myself and more grounded. Anything. Mm-hmm.
And as you say, like, that for people is scary to contemplate diving into.
Oh, absolutely.
That's kind of...
Oh, I know this from experience. Many times I'd rather just keep it to,
absolutely.
Let me just lose the pounds.
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't want it to go there. I don't want to deal with that. Because the perception is, remember, fear is illogical. So even though it seems crazy, the reality is you can label it crazy or whatever
right.
you want. But we're really feeling it, and it's really holding you back. And we really do have a lot of devices to keep us from going there because we believe it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be painful. And there's a part of us, the very sort of reptilian part of our brain and survival makeup, it says, and then I die. So I'll just avoid that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I can, you know, I'll just go with my little achievements and check off. So, you know, when I work with someone on goals, it's a different kind of goal setting that we do. As a matter of fact, along what I would recommend to anyone setting a goal is with your practical goal is also setting a feeling goal. So what if it this goal,
awesome,
at the end of this goal, so I have this goal,
mm-hmm.
I want to create more money, I want to lose weight, I want to whatever it is. I want to do this because what I'm hoping achieving this goal will help me to feel is, and then that becomes your feeling goal. Because sometimes you can even park the goal aside then and just
right.
go for, so what other ways can I bring this feeling into my
love
life other than this
yeah.
specific goal?
Yeah.
So I either make sure both are on the table, and sometimes even let's just leave the goal aside and let's set feeling goals.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, who cares at the end of the day what the specifics are? Let's just go
with
how we feel.
We do it because, you're right, because we do it because all these goals we have, we do it because at the end of it, we want to feel something.
Yeah. And there's lots.
And there may be many other ways
to
feel that same thing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Ellen, thank you so much. We'll have to get you and Jeff back again very soon, but I so appreciate you joining me today. And thanks for that amazing information and insights. And if you want to connect with Ellen, you can reach her through her website,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So Ellen White, ellenwhite.ca,
yes.
right?
.ca.
And you can connect with Ellen if you want to reach out to her, work with her. Ellen's my coach, one of them as well. Man, we've done some awesome
work
together. Yeah, so thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me. I love being here, Lauren.
Awesome.
Look forward to the next time.
All right, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with our next guest.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, Her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjohnno.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Life's Issues with Lauren Jorno, a show specifically intended to help you transform to a bolder life. I'm your host, Lauren Jorno, and I'd like to reintroduce my first guest because my second guest just messaged in to say he had an emergency and he couldn't make it onto the show. So now I'm like triply indebted to Ellen because she's going to stay on for our second segment, but I'm so excited because I know this is something that we could speak about forever. So what a bonus to have you stay on, and thank you so much.
Well,
I owe you dinner, babysitting, whatever it is.
I will take you up on all of that, Lauren. And, you know, to the guests that couldn't make it, you know, I hope all is okay.
Yeah.
I hate to hear that something's come up and they're taken away. So I hope that all is okay with them, but I am happy to say,
yeah. All right.
My good fortune.
Yes, everyone's good fortune. So let's continue on with the whole goal thing.
You know what? Actually, I'm glad we have the opportunity to continue to talk about it, because something else that is, I think is worth mentioning, that when I'm working with clients, inevitably, most people, when they set a goal, you know, when you set your goal, when do you want to complete that goal?
Oh, like 6 months ago.
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And so if I told you, well, it's going to take you 2 years, what's the response?
I'm not happy.
Right.
No, that's not going to work for me. That is not going to work. Yeah.
So that is what we face. We live in a society and a culture where we like things to happen in real time.
Right.
We want it immediate.
It's so funny because for those of you who don't know, I had a little car incident a while ago and I couldn't, my license was taken away. I basically blacked out while I was driving. So quite rightly so, they took my license away until I was medically cleared. But what the cardiologist failed to tell me when I went for my tests was that he was going on vacation for like 2 weeks. So I'm phoning to get my results so that I can start driving again, and getting nothing back. And Ella knows how aggravated I was getting because the novelty wore off very quickly. But originally when I saw him the day the incident happened, and he said to me, well, you know, like, you're going to have these tests done, and then, but I don't want you to drive for about 6 weeks. And I literally said to him, I literally went, this is a cardiologist, I go, dude, that is not going to work for me. That doesn't fit in on my timeline, which is exactly what you're talking
to. It is, because we have this piece where we're like, we have our timelines, we've got our plans, we have our schedules.
Yeah, we've got things to do.
We've got things to do, and especially our goals, when it's like saying, hey, you're going to breathe a little better, you're going to feel better when you have that goal. Who wants to wait for that? So we're not very good with the patience.
No.
We are not, as a society, helped by how quickly we like to get our information, get our things done. We don't even want to cook dinner for more than 20 minutes. Like, I mean, we want our meals fast, you know, we want everything fast. And so we bring that same attitude and energy to goal setting. The problem is that for many goals that are worthwhile and that are the deep-rooted ones, they do take more time. You know, some can take a year and some 2 years. You know, I'll give you an example. I started out in this world as a plump young lady from birth, up in my first 18 years. I actually was on Weight Watchers by the time I was 9 years old. So by the time I was 18, I had done 9 years of dieting. And I went through that yo-yo effect where you go on the diet, and anyone can use muscle and willpower for a short time to create a result.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would, so I'd create my results, I'd lose the weight, I'd be feeling good about myself. And then, you know, so it takes 6 months to get there, and you know what happens in the next 6 months. Everyone's been sick.
Next 2 months.
The next 2 months, actually. Back where you weren't even worse. And
right.
Then some. So finally, at the time when I was 18 years old, I realized for me, dieting and the way it's set up right now doesn't work. And I was very fortunate, too, that I also grew up learning metaphysics and a lot of psychology from the age of 7. And that this the process of dieting didn't match what I knew to be true about making sustainable change. So I think that's the thing we're talking about here and goals. So goals that have a sustainable, consistent effect, or that you're achieving something that stays with you versus something that you... So I can say I met my goal, I lost weight.
Right.
But the reality is I didn't want to just lose weight.
No.
I wanted to create a new body, and that takes time, because the reason I was having trouble being in the keeping the weight off and having the body I wanted wasn't for lack of want.
No.
It was because I did not have the inner makeup, the belief systems, the healing from some of my wounds that I use food to soothe, even and also just technically just an understanding of what food looked like, what foods were healthy, that not, you know, things like not all calorie, it's not about just calories,
right.
It's about what, where those calories come from, quality, all those things. And I also knew I had to develop a different relationship with myself. There's so many factors, and that I couldn't do it all at once. That would be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take my time. So I made a change. I said, I'm going to take 2 years, and I'm going to set a goal of losing 1 pound a month.
Wow.
And for many people, you tell them that, like, what? Yeah, no, it's agonizing.
Yeah.
The payoff is that, one, it didn't take me 2 years. It took me about a year. But it took me about, because I had to move through things slowly. I had to look at what was the emotion behind each day of eating. I couldn't just cut out all food. I worked with each piece of food and foods. I literally broke down my food categories, the food I was drawn to the most. Food to me is another representation of energy and vibration, mm-hmm. which ones I was being drawn to at what time. I was learning about me. I was learning about the world and how I interact. My relationship with food is a mm-hmm. relationship issue. My relationship with the world at large that drew me to food, all those things take time.
Mm.
And then the good news is after that, it took me a year to lose the weight I wanted to, but it took me about another year to really feel confident that I could sustain and shift it, that I literally became a different person as a result of the weight loss exercise.
Yeah.
I have never been overweight a day since then.
I know, and I can vouch for that.
Yes, and even though I'd like to think I look like I'm 35, I'm much older than that, and I have had many, many, many more years in a healthy body.
So, I mean, obviously the best thing is to work with someone who can help you see these things, but where does someone just even start to approach things differently? Like, because as we know, like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I find that that's what people do. They set the same goals, they have the same strategy, they... I'll just try harder. I'll try harder. And I've been known to do this. I just got to try harder. It's like, just go harder, right?
No, because we'd rather keep trying harder than really go to where we need to go. And sometimes we can't even see it. It's just we can't know what we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that inherent in the process is that bit of insanity where we keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. But what happens is over time, we wear out.
Right.
We were at, and eventually what happens is it's kind of like we got to use up all our energy and we bring ourselves to our knees. We get that day where we break.
Mm.
And it really is where we break through. Mm-hmm. So it feels like we're having a breakdown, but the breakdown comes just before the opportunity to break through something. Because what we're doing is we're breaking down the old mechanisms and systems that we put into place for what seemed like a good reason. We start very early on in life to cope with the world we live in, to create safety, a sense of safety and security in our world. And we have to break those mechanisms down. And then when we do, what happens is a crack opens up for a moment. We're in a vulnerable, open, surrendered state where a crack opens up. And if we're ready and we have the fortunate pieces around us or people around us,
right.
Or that book just at the right time or the word or the quote we see at the right time, something sparks.
Mm-hmm.
A new idea sparks, and that begins the start. It's a seed, literally a seed. It's
right.
Something gets seeded in that moment, and just like a plant, it doesn't bloom overnight, but something begins to grow and germinate, and we start to feel it and notice it, and we move in a different direction. And so, yes, that, you know, it'd be great if we didn't have to sort of keep hitting our head against the wall. And the idea is, over time, we can learn how to do that less. We become more self-aware.
Right.
So we don't have to keep, you know, banging our head as often. And that's what I really say I do as a coach. It's not that I help people avoid pain and conflict and contrast in life, because that wouldn't be life. That would be, that's not possible. It's just what I help my clients do is maybe have to hit their head against the wall one less time, you know, or it doesn't take as long or as hard a hit to see the call. It's not just, they're not warning signs. It's actually a call that is trying to summon us to expand and look at life differently and pursue life differently and see what's really going on inside of us. And I help my clients to do that so they don't have to take as long, hopefully.
Not easy.
No.
You know?
No, not easy.
And that's the thing. It's work. It's work.
But a good question to ask, you know, for those who are listening and to ask ourselves, and I do this for myself, it's not easy, but I always like to ask myself, what do I do to make it harder? What are the things I do, if I'm being honest, and what do I want to spend time noticing? How do I keep myself from my awarenesses? Or how do I keep myself from moving more gracefully to my expansion instead of kicking and screaming and resisting along the way? That's a good question to contemplate and a really helpful one to creating greater awareness.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's awesome.
And once you start, though, once you it's basically conscious, not goal setting, but conscious goal pursuing.
Right.
Once you do that for, you know, a little bit, or you have success even, like, you know, one or two times, you get a sense of what that looks like and how to go about it. So you take that approach to the other things you do in life. So
yeah.
it does get easier.
Well, that's like with anything, right? Once
yeah.
you start working with it, and that's the thing, like a lot of the things that we put off and we put off and we put off, the longer we put it off, the bigger and scarier
yeah.
it becomes. And then we go and do it, and it's like, why didn't I do this like 6 months ago? It wasn't so bad. It wasn't that hard, right? And
yeah.
so once you start it, you, as you say, you develop a little bit of confidence that, and you see the benefit of it, and you become more competent at going down that path
right.
as opposed to a different path.
Exactly.
And so it comes down to just being willing to take that first step and dive into looking at things a different way than what you have been.
Absolutely. And the clients that do the best are the ones that come to me with that willingness and openness, that they allow me to share, and they're open to letting me tell them what I see, what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ones that want to fight me, resist, don't want to hear, defend, that have the toughest time.
Right. And what I, you know, what I've experienced with you, and what's common, and what I see commonly happening is to come with a specific situation, and I'll arrive at Ellen's door, we live next door, just knocking on the door. To be honest, sometimes I go over in my friggin' pajamas. It's a pajama-friendly environment. And oh my God, like, I have to speak to you about this. This is happening. And like, Ellen's going like, well, like, just let's put that aside. And I'm going, no, this is what I need to deal with. And we always find out that that's just it's like it's just an illustration
yeah.
or a symptom
yeah.
of what's really going on.
Yes.
Right? And so the reality is, if I deal with that crisis, so to say, that I'm running next door to you with, then that's going to keep happening.
Exactly.
Right? And so it's almost, so you need, so when these things happen, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's like, it's not the situation so much, that's just the manifestation
yeah.
of something else. And it's the something else that you have to figure out.
Exactly.
Not how it's showing up, per se.
Absolutely. And so, and it's got an emotional foundation and basis. So, you know, if you're not getting to an emotional place or feeling, then you haven't actually reached the bottom of what's going on there. And also because, though, you know, we're not an emotionally feeling friendly kind of culture, what we do to cope, rather than feel our fear, we want to do something to...
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, let's just do something. This way helps me cope,
yes.
helps me to avoid,
distract.
Mm-hmm. And so we're to deal with it, I'm going to do something. And we do. We have an expression that says, feel the fear and do it, do something anyway, you know?
Right.
And not that there's something that, you know, that expression is entirely bad or wrong. It has its place. It's just that it has its place.
Right.
And more often, actually, in my experience is the place really is just feel the fear or feel what's going on. Just sit in it, not for the sake of torturing yourself.
Yes.
But because it's coming up for a reason. And if you learn how to sit in what's uncomfortable and become comfortable with the uncomfortable,
yes.
I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but
no,
you can't do
absolutely.
That. But if you become comfortable with the uncomfortable, what starts to happen is naturally as you sit in it, you start get to, oh, this is why I'm feeling fearful. Here's the belief. This is what I'm believing. Here's my story about
mm-hmm.
this. And then you can take a story and you say, okay, well, now we can bring it back to the light, back to practical reality. Let's look at this story. What proof do you have for this story? What is another possibility other than this story? And where else can we go? And then you can get into practical steps. But to take action before you've done the connecting, the true, honest connecting, becomes empty activity.
Yeah. And I don't think...
And sets us up for failure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think most of the time we even realize the extent to which we're avoiding our feelings.
100%.
Right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's because, well, we have got stuff to do. We do need to clean the house or run these errands or do these things or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to justify, well, no, these things have to get done. And yes, they do. But how just easily we use them without, I think, even realizing as an escape from feeling whatever it is
absolutely.
In that moment.
And today especially, harder than ever, or I should say easier than ever to distract ourselves from the
yes.
emotions because of all our devices.
Oh.
So now instead of standing at the bus stop waiting in silence and peace and letting stuff come up and think, let's get out our iPhone.
Right.
Let's get out our phone. Let's go play a game. Let's go text somebody. Let's go listen to music. We can even fool ourselves into thinking, well, let's go listen to something, self-help, my latest
mm-hmm.
self-help
yes.
gurus, you
yes.
know. Let's listen to that. When actually,
just need to be with yourself.
Listen to yourself.
Yeah.
I can't say, like, this is, you know, really, if I could put any advice out there, be stop spending so much time listening to others and spend more time, or equal.
Mm-hmm.
The same amount of time, if you just gave yourself an hour to listen to someone tell you, like we're doing now.
Right.
After this, take the same time as it took to listen to your show and just listen to themselves. See what kind of genius they come up with, because they know themselves best. I'm talking to a general public. I'm not talking to a specific person, so the advice I have to give right now is general.
Right.
That only helps to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
That person who's listening now to this general advice needs to spend an hour after and say, how does that pertain to me? Let me see what comes up for me. What do I feel? Where are those feelings coming from? What's the belief behind those feelings? What do I need to believe to feel this way?
Mm-hmm.
And where do I want to go? What do I want to do with it now?
Yeah. I noticed every time I do a cleanse or a detox, how my anxiety goes up.
Yes.
Because for me, that's a distraction.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's preparing food or getting rid of, cleaning out the fridge or
yeah.
shopping or whatever. Like it's very much a distraction for me. And for those of you that don't know, I had an eating disorder for many, many years. And so that's always like, you know, lurking. And so that's my go-to often escape.
Yeah.
And the first time, I remember the first time that I did a cleanse and a detox, and there were so many foods I couldn't eat, and I had to go long periods of time without eating. And the first few days, I literally I didn't know what to do with myself. And I, at the time, thought, oh, well, it's because, it's like a, like when you go with caffeine, not that I have caffeine, but like,
yeah.
what do you call it? Like a...
Detox?
Yeah,
like a withdrawal?
Withdrawal, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I put it down to that the first few days.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't stop. And it was only on about the fourth day that I realized what was really going on is that those feelings were now like front and center. And for me, my coping or avoidance was kind of taken away. And it was such, it was honestly like that was the greatest benefit I got out of that than the other, because it hit me how much and to what extent I try and avoid feeling a lot of things.
Yeah, good for you, I mean, to getting that.
So I think the big thing is, you know, is to start paying attention to how you distract and avoid yourself and keep yourself busier, and what are you keeping yourself busy from?
Yes.
You know, and it was like when I used to run marathons, like at one point I remember someone, and I was like crazy, training like I don't know how many times, it was just ridiculous. And remember, I can't remember who it was, but someone said to me like, what are you running away from? Like, running away from anything. And then it's like, oh, actually I am. Now that you mention it.
Whole bunch of marathons. Right. Just stop right now. They're training.
So, you know, all these things, yes, they're healthy.
Yeah.
They can be healthy. And for many people, it is just about running. But I think for many people, there's a lot more to it than
Absolutely.
The sport.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's why I say it can become really tricky, because we can make ourselves believe that what we're doing is something really good for us.
Yes.
You know, you're detoxing, we thought was something really good for you. You're running the marathon, seem like, oh, this
which
is
it good. Is.
Which it
and
is.
And it can be.
Can be.
If for the right reason.
Yes. And that's how it comes back to how we started this conversation, which is goals are great, but they really serve another purpose. Like, mm-hmm. if you have the goal of the detox, the goal of the marathon, you wouldn't have the experience of getting to see yourself, what's really going on. And
right.
So you would never set up a situation to put yourself through that kind of uncomfortableness. You know, say, I think I'd like to be uncomfortable today.
No.
So,
no,
yeah.
Absolutely. Awesome. Ellen, thank you so much. I know you have to run. And thank you. Thank you so, so much for filling in once, filling in twice, and being back here today. I know you're coming back a little later.
Yeah, that's right.
In the year, you'll be back.
Yeah,
absolutely, if not before. So thank you so much. And again, if you want to reach Ellen, you can reach her through her website, Ellen White, ellenwhite.ca. And we will be back after a short commercial break.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by, to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks again so much for listening in today. And I And once again, just so appreciative to Ellen White for being on the show today and then staying on for the second segment. But what an amazing discussion about just a totally different viewpoint and a different aspect of goal setting. And that is, what are the feelings behind the goals that we are setting? What is the feeling that we want to create by achieving that goal? And oftentimes when working through those feelings, the goal almost becomes completely secondary and oftentimes not even necessary when we do the emotional work to support what it is we want. So as always, the question I leave you with at the end of my show is, what will you take away and implement in your life to create something different? Because without taking action and consistent action and intentional action and focused action, nothing changes. So remember that this hour is all about you. So if there's anything that you would love to hear about on the show, please don't hesitate to contact me. You can connect with me via Facebook at facebook.com/Lauren Giorno or via my website, laurengiorno.com, where you can also download a copy of my free 7-day mini transformation mastery program. And if you'd like to listen to any of my previous shows, you can now find them all on iTunes. So just head over to iTunes and download the podcast. If you would like to be a guest on my show, please go to lifesissueswithlaurengiorno.com and fill out the registration form and select a date that works for your schedule. I believe we are now booking into February of 2016. And then finally, remember that going forward, every couple of weeks, I'm going to be doing a free group coaching call that I will give you the details on the show of when it is and the number and information so that you can call in. And I'll be doing a group coaching session that, you know, works through one of the areas that I work with my clients in high performance coaching. So stay tuned to find out when that will be next. And then just thanks again so much for listening in today, and make sure to join me next week. And until then, embrace your inner truth, live your purpose, and make your contribution in the world today.
You've been listening to Life's Issues with Lauren Giorno on the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.